This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. Lots of things going on. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And for those of you that want to call in, we're probably going to open up. It looks like they're going to open up at the end of the bottom of this hour. And that's 215-867-8255. That's 215-TOP-TALK. That's the telephone call-in line. And 215-867-8255. Okay, so visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Right to Voice is a big sponsor of Agenda 21 Radio, and we support your right to voice. Check into the new social media craze that's going on. It's the replacement for Facebook. Yes, right to voice. Anyway, okay, so Judge Kavanaugh has been nominated. He is the nominee of President Donald J. Trump, and we just expect that there's going to be vicious, over-the-top attacks on Mr. Kavanaugh. And we've seen it before. It happens all the time. Anytime a Republican nominates a judge to the Supreme Court, it happened with Reagan. Really happened with Bork. I mean, that was a big one. Happened with Clarence Thomas. So anyway, this is just sort of the way it goes. It was happening with Judge Gorsuch as well and Roberts. So this is just the way it flows for the left, and they just come out absolutely going crazy already before the nominee came out, and they knew about it moments before. I was watching this whole phenomenon last night because I was going to a meeting, and I said, oh, I can't go yet because I was a little bit tardy. Actually, I made it to the meeting on time, but I was a little bit, you know, I like to show up a little bit early to these things, and I was just thinking, well, you know, this is kind of special. And as I was going through this whole situation, I said to myself, you know, gosh, They announced it, and AP came out moments before. I remember that. And this is kind of normal. They kind of get the... It gives them a heads up, right? There's like an embargo on the information. What happens to news organizations is we get embargoed. I don't know if you know what that means. It just means you can't say anything about what's going on until certain periods of time go by. And then when the clock ticks and says, here it is, then guess what? Then they you can announce it. So AP comes out and announces it. But before even that... it was pretty well known that this guy was going to be it. I mean, the process of elimination. So ABC, all these people are going apoplectic. I'm sitting there thinking, God, the guy's got to breathe. And of course, they don't want that to happen because of what he represents to them. Of course, it's just sort of makes it just sort of logical, isn't it? So anyway, he's here. He's going to get attacked, and let's just get over it. Okay, some other news and information. Apparently, they have all the soccer team members and the coach out of the caves in Thailand. Just want to bring you up to date on that. I know everybody's kind of going crazy on that. Obviously a journey into the abyss that the kids will never forget. And the 25-year-old coach who took them down the caves, that's something else to be considered now, isn't it? Yes, I think some people are going to be talking to the coach as to why that all happened. And, of course, one brave Navy SEAL, Thai SEAL, has died as a result of that. So that's the way it goes right now. Kids are happy. They seem to be well nourished and taken care of. I think they're going to keep them sequestered. Big news is, are they going to fly them to the final of the World Cup? You know, the World Cup, right? Okay, anyway, I say take them to the Super Bowl. I'm an originalist American. I guess we can say that. I'm an originalist American. And, of course, that's the big rub for what's happening with Kavanaugh. And all the candidates that Donald Trump put out there, the list that he had out there, he put out, and that list was... He's adhering to it. See, this is what I like about... You know, he says he's going to do something, he does it. It's kind of like... Boom, 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 boom. It's there. And that's pretty cool, you know. That's pretty cool. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit more about other things that are happening on the globe. One of the things that's really big and really affecting what's happening to, I think, New California, the United States, and the rest of the world, and again, shows you the globalist elites and what they're up to, is they're trying to destroy the Brexit movement. And they're trying to destroy it from within before it actually gets, you know, moving and accepted as a formal way by which Britain has exited from the EU, right? This is the Nigel Farage thing. He put out the election, and the election, everybody voted. Well, it was a close election, but they voted to exit from the European Union, which I think is very healthy. Because why? Because, the British have been funding the European Union in all these different countries. Have become dependent on the money that comes in from Great Britain. They've been suckling off the teat of Great Britain. And Great Britain's tired of it. And this is what happens when you have an economic union that was developed like they did, that wasn't really an organic, you know, development such as the United States of America. They wanted to be one union of unified countries in Europe. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to be that. And they've tried, and they failed because it became a socialist thing rather than an autonomous state thing. See, that the wonderful thing about the United States of America is we are 50 autonomous unions, states of the union. That's the wonderful thing about the United States of America. And the European Union is not that. The European Union is a conglomeration, a gathering together of states, of countries, if you will, that have been long-time autonomous states. See, that's the problem. These states that we had in Europe before the European Union were all autonomous states. So autonomous, they had their own currencies. The European continent is not very big. But imagine, if you will, if all the states in the United States had their own currency rather than one currency. And you see, this is part of the problem that they have in the European Union, is everybody's gone to one mono currency. Okay, I get the mono currency thing, because it, you know, money can be exchanged cleanly across borders, and you don't have what they had over there. Of course, it was a system, but one currency was higher than the other, up and down, and all that. And some of the states retained their currency, but the European Union, the EU, the euro dollar, became the currency of the European Union. But that was only one thing that they did. So in other words, they kind of dissolved that autonomous currency part of the unions. And then, to be a member of the European Union, you had to abide by the laws of the European Union. Sort of like in the United States, you have to abide by federal law. Now, see, that's kind of a different way by which they develop themselves. They had to basically erase their national autonomy as individual countries to become this union. They gave up a lot. Now, see, in the United States, we still retain our autonomy because of so-called states' rights, 10th Amendment business. They don't have states' rights, 10th Amendment in the European Union. They don't have that in Europe. And nor do they have a Second Amendment right, a God-given right, right? Nor do they have the God-given right of freedom of speech. Just to bring us, you know, some perspective. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard! He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about right now Brexit, not Calic, Brexit. And then that's, I'm sorry, I'm just kind of, you know, the distraction of the rock and roll music. Brexit, not Calixit, Brexit, not Texit, Brexit. This is this name gaming thing, you know. And Brexit, of course, is Great Britain's exit from the European Union, as I was talking about. So I kind of set the stage for you in the last segment there. But you need to understand something. This is the dance of the globalists right now. It's going on. It has everything to do with the United States. Has everything to do with the formation of a 51st state. Has everything to do with globalists in general and the United Nations. And it has everything to do with the United Nations trying to destroy the sovereignty of the United States of America. Okay, so what plays on the other side of the pond plays here. That's the linkage I'm trying to bring to you. So this Calexit thing, Brexit, New California, all of it's related. All of it. Because it is the dance of the totalitarians is what it is. Remember that. Just kind of keep that in mind. Okay, so now this article comes up by James Dillingpole. Brexit is dead. And again, this is a sellout, apparently, by Theresa May, the Prime Minister of Great Britain. Dillingpole. Brexit is dead, strangled by Theresa May and her cabal of Remainer cronies. Remainer meaning remain in the EU. See, because you've got resistance to this breakaway and become Great Britain again. Right? And I couch this, and I say this with the understanding that Great Britain, and they call it Great Britain, in the British Empire, was enormous around the world, right? It's basically touched every part of the globe, the British Empire. And it's contracted in the British Empire. I know there's the financial end of it. I get all that, you know, with the banks and everything. I get all that. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking that, well, this is in part that, but I'm talking about the here and now, the circumstances that are bringing and holding countries either together or splitting them apart. That's what I'm talking about. So you have a cabal that didn't want to follow along with the Brexit situation. They figured, how could we destroy this Brexit thing, the separation of Great Britain, and still remain in the European Union? And these are the globalists now. Nigel Farage is not a globalist. He's the guy who was behind Brexit to get away from the European Union. He was that guy. Because, again, it's the financial thing. You have a couple of big countries in the European Union that are basically footing the bill for everybody else. This is what they meant by the term running out of, when socialists run into trouble, when they run out of other people's money. In the European Union and these individual nations, they called some of them the pigs, were an enormous financial drain because they were performing nothing economically. See, Portugal, Italy, Greece, and Spain. De España. Those are the countries that were, and still are, a huge financial drain. But they enjoy other people's money because they're not producing anything. They're not keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak, of the EU. And Great Britain was saying, wait a minute, there's two countries that are footing the bill for the EU right now, for everything, pretty much. That's Britain, England, in other words, and also Germany. mostly Britain. Britain didn't like it. Said, wait a minute, stop. Why are we giving them so much money all the time? Now, the European Union, really since 1992, has been, the borders have been open amongst the European Union nations. In fact, I was there the very night the borders came down. Was in a train in Switzerland and saw the border guards stand down for the very first time in Switzerland, allowing people to come freely from Germany at the time. It was quite the scene. It was very dramatic. About 10, rolled in about 10 minutes after midnight. And that was the first time a train came into Zurich, actually, and allowed that to happen. So up in 10, you know, if you rolled in there on a train at 11:55, you got searched and everything else. But then at the midnight hour, that all went away. I was there. I witnessed it. And boy, look at it now. That was back in 1992. Hello. It's completely changed now, hasn't it? It's completely different now. Here's my point, though, is that you've got this union of governments that one time were all autonomous. They all had their own independent economies and their own independent currencies and everything else. But yet they still had interdependence amongst the other countries, even though they battled with the countries all the time. This was something that was very well known and very well understood at the time. So, but my point is this, which is really, I think, an important salient point to understand, and that is that the situation at hand with the European Union and the situation going forward with Great Britain trying to supply all the money was resented by the British. Now what they've got, though, is they've got a population of people 28 years later. These people are sitting there waiting, that have been so used to being involved in the European Union and making their money off the European Union or whatever. These people that are in Great Britain don't want that anymore. They say. Some do and some don't. They don't want to be supplying the European Union with money, but there are those that are saying, listen, this is all we know is how to be dependent and interdependent with the European Union. Why should we accept anything different? Why should we go back to that way we used to be as Great Britain, as an empire, and be autonomous as a country in and of ourselves? In other words, be free. Which is not what Nigel Farage says they should be doing. They should be self-determinant as a country, Great Britain. And in the EU, they're not. So, but you have now people that are stepping up against all that, and that is what Theresa May is saying. We don't want to be a free nation. We want to be part of it again. Now, that's the problem that everybody's got. And everybody's saying, wait a minute, time out. We've got a little issue going forward here with all these things, and we're going to solve the problem. That's the way they look at it. And they're going to take it into their own realm, and what they're going to do is create some sort of new system to stop all this. This is the cabal that Dillingpool is talking about. It says here, Brexit is dead strangled at the weekend by Prime Minister Theresa May and her cabal of Remainer cronies. It was a brilliant coup, masterfully conducted with a sadistic attention to detail. All of the ministers in the cabinet were hauled up to Chequers, the Prime Minister's country residence, where their phones were confiscated, as though they were naughty little children, then stubbornly pro-Brexit ones, who were rightly disgusted by the shaming sellout deal May had cobbled together with her virtually Remainer civil servants, were given the same choice as Rommel in 1944, cyanide pill or slow career death. The cyanide pill option would have involved resigning immediately on principle and then being virtually humiliated by having their official car confiscated, having to walk to this train station via a mile long, blah, 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 blah. A letter to each minister leaked to the press warned them of this beforehand. Petty, but given how vain ministers are, very effective. None of the leading Brexiters present, not Michael Cove, not even Boris Johnson, who is a good friend of the president, whose last chance this was to establish himself as a credible voice of the Leave resistance, chose to do the decent thing. Isn't that interesting? Theresa May is a globalist, and she's playing hardball to keep Great Britain part of the EU. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, and welcome back. We're talking about Brexit. And what's going on with Brexit? And in the last segment, I was sort of setting the stage for you to understand. You have two sides of this coin for Brexit. You have the EU side and you have the British side. In other words, you have the European Union side and then you have the British side. Well, in the British side of things, you've got the what are known as the Remainers. The Remainers. The Remainers want to remain with the European Union. They're the ones that's what they're used to. After 28 years of being in the, I think it's 28 years that they've been together as the European Union in some way, shape, or form, even before the border fell in 92. So you have this situation now where you have a population of people, that's all they know is the European Union, and they're dependent. There's that interdependence that has developed. And remember, you're a generation gone from the free enterprise type of capitalistic system that Great Britain was. That's an interesting schism, isn't it? Now, some of the gripes, though, that are kind of interesting on the anti-Remainer side came from an excellent article that was written, I guess, from the Sunday Telegraph. And I think it was it sort of, you know, pins things down. It says here, the dream has been dashed. And this is from this whole thing about this conference with Theresa May and the way that they're undermining through the Brexit program within Great Britain, because there's a plan to actually exit, which they're going to do, but it's going to remain very, very closely tied with a lot of the things that the European Union wants and does. So they're going to be kind of compliant. So it's kind of one foot in, one foot out, right? So this is what they say in the Sunday Telegraph. The dream has been dashed. We are still technically leaving. See, they're technically leaving the EU, more or less, but there will be no revolution, no new deal between elites and voters. No great recess. Now, in California and the nation, is there a schism between elites and the voters? Yeah. Yes. I'm talking about Europe, Great Britain here, not California, not the greater United States. The article goes on and says, remember that British Euroscepticism began life as a revolt against... Well, listen to this. Listen to this, especially you Californians. It began as a revolt against petty regulations and controls. Now, out here in California, where you have an 11-month legislative cycle, what do you think about our petty regulations and controls? Second Amendment, anybody? How's your AR-15 doing, broken apart right now? Huh? Get it? It's the same over there as over here. It's the totalitarian hand trying to crush the British people. And of all those listen to this one. And of all those rules governing light bulbs and vacuum cleaners and working hours, however small they might have seemed, were indicative of the EU's bureaucratic integrating agenda. Wow, that could be California. You think? How ridiculous, then, that Britain should leave the EU only to voluntarily tie itself to those same rules. And this gets back to the point I was talking about before. It's actually in the Constitution of the United States, the Declaration of Independence. It's a very important statement at this point in time in the Declaration of Independence about people kind of get used to the abuse of government, and therefore they aren't sort of inclined to get shed it off. That's part of what the Declaration of Independence... And so it's up to people of a better mind to straighten that out. So, in other words, I'm going to read this line again. How ridiculous, then, that Britain should leave the EU only to voluntarily tie itself to those same rules. Even worse, we are willingly giving up the right to push through radical free market or pro-competition reforms by sticking to the EU's social policies. I mean, this is the same playbook, isn't it? The social justice warriors here in this country. How can we, as the world's sixth largest economy and a major market for the EU, be willing to hobble ourselves in such a way? Why won't we be able to have our own competition policy or energy policy, and we will remain part of the myriad of bodies and schemes? That's California. That's the United States. That's why Donald Trump got rid of all the regulations. Get it? It's strangling the country. And that's exactly what Nigel Farage recognized. And why this obsession with access for manufactured goods rather than for the dominant services sector? Why not trade one for the other? After all, that is what any sensible negotiator would have done. Now they're talking about, why didn't you do that, Theresa May? Last Friday felt like a political coup of the establishment and an abject surrender by the Brexiters in cabinet, along with their colleagues who say they now accept Brexit. This came from Brendan O'Neill of The Spectator. We know two things for sure about the vote for Brexit, and both of them make the political class uncomfortable. First, that the poorer you are, the more likely it is that you voted leave. And secondly, get that? Because the poor get poorer. California, anybody. What's happening in California right now? The middle class has fled. Homeless people everywhere. That's the point he's making there. That the poorer you are, first, that the poorer you are, the more likely you are you voted to leave EU. And secondly, that most people voted leave in order that Britain might assume greater sovereign control over her borders and her lawmaking. And this was a fairly working class revolt against the delusion, or the delusion of British sovereignty by Brussels. So in other words, Brussels giving British sovereignty, Brussels ruling Great Britain. See, that's the point. Everything that affects California, comes out of Brussels. You probably didn't know that. The totalitarians work out of Brussels, and they dictate everything in this state. Jerry Brown listens to Brussels before he listens to Washington. Jerry Brown and the totalitarians listen to Brussels, and they take their marching orders right out of Brussels. We all have to understand that. That's where the globalists hang out, Brussels. And then he goes on to say, and our own politicians who love Brussels. I'm sorry, but it was. And what does Theresa May do, cheered on by soft Brexiters and some Remainers too? Soft Brexiters. In today's parlance, they're the Republicans in the House, and also the Republicans in the California legislature that have rolled over to the Democrat side. They're the Republicans that Donald Trump has to fight with all the time. That's who they are. She proposed the continued selling off of a British sovereignty through tying us into a customs arrangement that would limit our sovereign decision-making on trade and keeping us beholden to certain EU rulings. Autonomy is good. Dependency is bad. And I hope that the British come around to, well, not selling themselves out anymore. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Autonomy works. New California will work, and it will happen. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. I'm looking at Breitbart. I got the flashing screen from Breitbart. I was actually looking for Chris Street stories. Because several were published overnight, as I suspect, anyway. Couldn't find any, but I mean, I'm actually on the front page, not the California page, so that's where Chris would be. I'm looking at a couple things. One of the articles, one of the FreedomWorks commercials says, "Make Pelosi's worst Dems come true." That must be dreams. Deems. Yeah. Looks like it's a misspelled word on a commercial advertisement. I don't know. Draft Jordan for speaker. There's that big movement right now, Jim Jordan. And you've probably seen him. He's very big firebrand, if you will. He does a really, really good job. The problem is that the Dems don't like him. And they're coming out with all kinds of strange stories about him as a coach at Ohio State University, and knowing about certain sexual activities going on and with wrestlers. And he was supposed to know about it. And, of course, it's coming from, I don't know what the sources are, but, and of course, it's very questionable. This is years and years and years ago. And the timing right now, this is all coming out right now as he's being nominated or being looked at as the replacement for Paul Ryan, which I would welcome, you know, of course, we all want to replace Paul Ryan. No doubt about that. We all want to replace Paul Ryan for obvious and sundry reasons. And the sooner we get him out, the better. That's my opinion. Because, you know, he's one of those kind of guys. He would be a remainer. He would be a remainer in Great Britain. Get it? That's where that comes in. He would be a remainer in Great Britain. And, of course, that's what he's been right now, a remainer for Obama. That's right. I'll say it. I don't care. He's been a remainer for the other team. But, you know, things are changing. Certainly the 2018 elections right now are going to change a lot of different things. And that's going to be kind of an interesting sideline, side bet, if you will. So, anyway, other comment. This is something, I'm just taking the time here, I'm strolling through the Breitbart part of it. Jimmy Carter. Remember Jimmy Carter? Jimmy Carter, the guy that started off the whole Iranian business back in 79. Yeah, you know, brought the country nearly to its knees because of all the stuff he was pulling as one of the worst presidents in United States history at the time. And they tried to resuscitate him and bring him back, of course, during the Clinton era. Jimmy Carter. This is his comment. This Thomas Williams, PhD. Jimmy Carter, Jesus would approve of gay marriage and some abortions. Okay, I'm biting. We have a minute here. I'll bite on this one. This is apparently a story that Mr. Thomas has written. Former President Jimmy Carter said Sunday that Jesus would approve of gay marriage and certain abortions in an interview with the HuffPost. Speaking of his faith, Mr. Carter, he has faith? I never thought Jimmy Carter as a man of faith. By his actions anyway. Mr. Carter said in his career as a politician, he never ran across any really serious conflicts between my political obligations and my religious faith. Now, this is obviously coming on the heels of the nomination of Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh. Asked about gay marriage, he replied that it is no problem with me. I think everybody should have a right to get married regardless of their sex. Now, this is what I find interesting because, you know, everybody knows how I feel about abortion. It says here, what does it say? Regarding whether he thinks Jesus would approve gay marriage, Carter replied, I don't have any verse in Scripture. I don't know. I don't have any verse in Scripture, he added. I believe that Jesus would approve of gay marriage. I don't think so. I just don't think that would... I wouldn't agree with that at all. I'm not saying anything about gay marriage. I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just saying I don't think Jesus would approve of that. I think Jesus would encourage any love affair if it was honest and sincere and was not damaging to anyone else. And I don't see that gay marriage damages anyone else, he said. The 39th president did add a caveat concerning religious liberty and the right to opt out of same-sex marriage. The only thing I would draw the line on, he said, is I wouldn't be in favor of the government being able to force a local church congregation to perform gay marriages if they didn't want to. But those two partners should be able to go to a local courthouse or to a different church and get married. Okay, okay, Jimmy, I'm in a little bit with you. That would be what he said. Definitely would disagree about the abortion, Jimmy. Definitely. But, you know, that's Jimmy Carter. Yet, gosh, the guy's been around for a long time doing a lot of damage. I mean, he really has. And, you know, he's an icon with the progressives, by the way. They've made him an icon. I can remember the day that started happening. Must have been in the Clinton era, as I recall. They were just making, all of a sudden, I think it was the 96 election. Maybe it was 2000, whatever. Maybe it was 2000. They bring him out, they trot him out, and they bring him out to there was the Democratic National Convention. They trot him out there, and they're just kind of going crazy. And Jimmy Carter, yeah, everybody's going crazy. I'm going, what are you talking about? Jimmy Carter, what are you guys thinking? How nutty and how crazy can you be? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
Two, one, one, zero.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, coming up next in the next hour, we're going to be hearing from the Great Dane in Las Vegas. They're going to be in Las Vegas today. They're going to be reading Grievance 25 from the state of New California. Isn't that something else? Well, they're supposed to be reading it from Plymouth Rock in Plymouth, Massachusetts today. What do you think of that? And then somebody told me they're going to read it from the Washington Memorial in Washington, D.C. Wow. That's all I can say. Wow. Pretty spectacular stuff, huh? Pretty spectacular stuff. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Lots of things going on there, so check out that website. Check out all the counties that are coming on board, and we're going to have official announcements about the counties that we have made contact with and we have established the beachhead on in terms of committees and so on. We've got a lot of work to do on the committees. We understand that. It's a big part of what we do, though. Absolutely a big part of what we do moving forward to create the 51st state, and it is going to happen. It is going to happen. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit that website, agenda21radio.news. And also, you have a right to your voice, I might add. R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E.com. Your way to express yourself without any fear of censorship, especially you conservatives out there. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are the greatest nation on earth. And you are the greatest people on earth. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.